real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. People spend millions of dollars on trying to find out what their future holds. They go to fortune tellers, and the fortune tellers predict what's going to happen to them. Now, rarely is anything bad predicted, and rarely does all the stuff that they predict actually happen in its entirety in people's lives. Why? Because nobody can tell the future. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen to them. If you could find out what your future holds, what's going to happen to you in the future, would you really want to know? There's some 30,000 feet evaluations that we can give about our future that I'm going to be talking about here in just a few minutes. But that brings us to our text. Remember yesterday we talked about Salome, Zebedee's wife, who had two sons, James and John. And she came to Jesus. She was a very arrogant lady, I think, about and very proud of her sons. And so she asked, I want to ask you something, Lord Jesus. When you come into your kingdom, can my sons sit on your left and on your right? Remember, we talked about that yesterday. Now we pick up verse 22, Jesus' response. And remember, those disciples, James and John, were with their mom, and she was their spokesperson, if you will. Okay, so Jesus says this. Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." Now, what was the cup? He was talking about suffering and death, right? And James and John, James was the first apostle that was martyred for the sake of the kingdom. In Acts chapter 12, we find out that King Agrippa beheaded James, Jesus' disciple James, and it pleased the Jews, the Jewish leaders. And so now he was ready to do the very same thing with Peter. So James was beheaded, the first apostle that was martyred for the sake of the gospel. But what happened to John? Well, John, in a sense, faced martyrdom as well. As you know, he wrote the book of Revelation in Patmos in exile. And he lived a long time. He's the only one of the disciples that died of natural causes. So his cup of suffering may indeed been waiting for the Lord Jesus to call him home, right? So either case, the disciples suffered. Now, Jesus also used this term, this cup. Can you drink the cup that I'm about to drink? And the disciples said here, yes, we can. We're able to do that. Now, Jesus also used that terminology when, and you probably know this, in the Garden of Gethsemane. What did he say in the Garden of Gethsemane? Knowing indeed what the future held, knowing indeed that in just a few short hours, he would be going through excruciating pain and sorrow and rejection and humiliation and flogging as he was nailed to the cross. So that was frightening. And according to Jesus' human nature, he was thinking about what would happen. And he asked the Father, take this cup of suffering, what I'm about to experience, take this cup of suffering away from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. So Jesus was talking about what he would experience, agony, obviously persecution, and imminent death. And so the disciples said, we're able to take this cup of suffering like you. And they did. So I asked the question, if you knew what the future held, would you want to know it? Would you really want to know it? There's four things that I can assure you that is going to happen in the future. Number one, God's continued blessings will be there. You know that. God has sustained you. God has blessed you. God has given you salvation in Christ. And nothing can separate you from his love, his blessings, both material, relational, financial, physical, and spiritual blessings will continue to be there. For that, you can be assured. What else can you be assured of? You're going to suffer. Things are going to happen in your life that you have no control over, either financially or physically or relationally. You have no control over that. You are going to suffer. Thirdly, here's the third thing I can promise you. You will die. Now, you might be saying, well, what if Christ comes back in our lifetime? Praise be to God, we won't die. But you're going to die unless Christ comes back in our lifetime. You know that. Everybody's time comes up. Everybody's days are numbered. The wages of sin is death. We're going to die. However, promise number four, or certainty number four, Jesus will be with us in the highs and lows of life. With his blessing, with his presence, with his peace, with his guidance and direction, with his love, forgiveness, and promises. You can be assured of that. So because of that, you don't need to know anything else. You don't need to know the details. You don't need to go to a fortune teller who tells you what's going to happen. You know, at a 30,000 foot level, you know what's going to happen. Blessings will be there. Suffering will be there. Eventually, we're going to pass on and be taken into eternity to be with Jesus. And until we get there, Christ will be with us. Isn't that great? So think about that today. Let that comfort you today. Let that be an assurance to you today that you don't need to worry about the future. That statement that I've heard so many times, and I've quoted it many times, I think a couple times here on DT. By the way, I went back to a DT that I did probably 10 months ago. I couldn't remember any of it. So they say the repetition is the mother of learning. Boy, oh boy, that is so true, because sometimes we have to hear things five or six times before it really sticks in our craw, right? So I went back to something I preached and proclaimed on a DT about 8 months ago or whatever. Man, I couldn't remember anything. So I want you to remember these 4 points about the future. And we've already said it. Let that comfort you today. Go to bed at peace. By the way, Americans have the hardest time going to sleep at night than any other country. Why is that? I don't think technology has been our friend. I don't think the speediness of life has been our friend. What do we need in the midst of all the things we face? Boom, we need the Word of God. By the way, you're probably thinking, how come your Bible is pink? Well, oh boy, I've been going on for a while, but just bear with me. Okay. So I was putting something in my car at the church I serve, Mount Hope. And I put my Bible on top of the car, put the thing in the trunk that I needed to, drove off with my Bible still on the roof. It fell off somewhere. I have no idea where. And so, yeah, that's unfortunate. But those things happen. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is today's, by the way, this is my wife's Bible. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is today's Daily Truth.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.